Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get 0% for 60 months with zero down on select new CAT compact equipment. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Call Thompson Machinery at 901-245-6337 or visit tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. That's Thompson Machinery at 901-245-6337 or tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Terms and conditions apply.
Don't be left standing outside this season. Visit the Sportsbook Lounge at Samstown. Take a seat, take a sip, and win big. You won't miss out on any game action at Samstown Tunica. Must be 21 or older. Other restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 888-777-9696.
Divorce can be a difficult process, so don't trust your family and future to one of those national cookie-cutter law firms. If you're getting divorced or want help with custody, adoption, or wills and estates, contact Justin Thomas and the deeply experienced Memphis lawyers of Thomas White & Gill at memphisfamilylaw.com.
We're brothers, we're happy and we're singing and we're
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Presented live and locally by the Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
Who that? Man, this what you been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, though, because now I'm getting hot enough to with one and stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail to mention? Your girl is out of missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrated, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn, then I redecorated. That mean my table turn. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clients are the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that got that flame? Who that got that flame? Who that got that flame? So don't worry about my name. I got a flame.
All right. Who that? You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Welcome to your Thursday, November 7th. You know, it was good to see John Martin last night. The Grizzlies, two stars, helping them get past the Minnesota Timberwolves, 137-121. John Martin pick up their second win of the year. That was Ja Morant, as you know, and Dillon Brooks was the other star last night with 31 points. My gosh, they were both awesome. No question about it. They combined for 57. And no, that wasn't Jaren Jackson starring last night. Jaren Jackson was obviously on the bench. Some interesting developments last night as your Memphis Grizzlies get the win. Ja Morant is a star.
That's right.
He has, I tell you what, he has made quite the fan, John Martin, of little CJ. This morning we got up. Here's what we do at the house, John. It's very simple with a five-year-old. If the Grizz won the night before, the little kid goes to bed at 8:15, so he can't see the end, then we watch it. If they lose, we erase it off the DVR, never to be seen again.
Okay.
And of course, last night, Grizz win. Little Chris wakes up, and I said, Chris, he asked, did the Grizz win? Because, you know, they haven't been doing much of that, John.
Wow.
And I said, yes. Yes, son, they did. And you should have seen the smile on his face. So we went and watched it. I saw it again. John, I've seen it twice.
Wow.
And Ja Morant was just as good the second time as he was the first time around.
What an existence for young CJ.
It's nice, and it's a simple life.
It is.
You know, you don't look at
it
the
really
bad.
Is.
You focus on the positive.
Right. And he wakes up every morning after a Grizz game and asks you, did the Grizz win?
We're checking fathead.com every second looking for the refresh for when the Ja Morant fathead comes out we're so excited about over at the Smith household in Cordova, John. That's how good Ja Morant's been. Made quite the fan out of a five-year-old. He actually, John, I sent you the picture. He drew me a picture of Ja at school the other day. I'm telling you,
I'm telling you, this kid is a star.
Yes, he is.
So yeah. I'm trying to give you a little credit here. You said he would be.
Well, I mean,
you said he would become the face of Memphis.
Look.
You said he'd become the most sellable, the most profitable athlete we have ever seen.
Yes,
it's all happening.
Well, I will say this. I don't want to take too much credit on the basketball side of it because I mean, anybody with a brain and eyes could see that this kid was an absolute stud at Murray State, and like everything he did.
What about
just, translated to the NBA
level. What about
this
gravitational pull he's got?
But, I mean, I will take credit there. I mean, I said that immediately Ja Morant, because of the way that he plays, is going to be the most marketable Memphis Grizzly in the history of Memphis Grizzlies. And
you got some blowback on that, too.
Oh, for sure. Now, Jaren is great. Jaren is a great guy. You know, he was in studio here, a couple days ago with the Wing Guru. So I'm not going to sit here and act like you can't market Jaren Jackson Jr., but I prefer my athletes to be on the floor. And Ja Morant is on the floor quite a
careful.
Bit. I'm just saying, Ja Morant is on the floor.
Careful, because you're starting to sound like you're writing somebody off. And it is
I'm not writing anybody off. I'm not writing, but I am asking questions.
And I think that's
fair. And I think there are people who are afraid to do that in this market. I'm just saying, I think there are people who are afraid that. They're afraid of the questions. They don't think there should – like, he is totally off limits. You cannot ask any questions about Jaren Jackson Jr. But I think that's silly. I think you have to ask some questions about Jaren Jackson Jr.
The questions are fair to ask when it clearly looked to all of us like he was benched last night. And the thing for Jaren Jackson, the concern for him right now – and look, it's early. We all still think he'll grow out. But the concern right now is that team didn't need you at the end of that game last night to pull out a win against a Minnesota team that who knows if they'll sustain this, but they were 4-2 coming in and played well this season. You played well last night, and you did it with Jaren Jackson available and watching, right? So if I'm Jaren, the first thing I got to do, John, is snap out of it. You understand what I'm saying? That's the main thing. But we'll get to that. We got plenty to get to today. Should be a good show.
Yeah, here's what we have going on the show today. Big night in college basketball last night. Cole Anthony said he sees you, big ticket, and he raises you. 34 points.
I like that poker reference you just
Nice. in his debut, and you got to say probably a little bit more impressive than James is just because it was against an ACC opponent in Notre Dame.
It's weird that they're already playing conference games over there.
Yeah, it is kind of strange, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
First game of the year, you played. I guess Josh did it. He beat NC State.
Yeah, I guess like, I didn't even think about that. I didn't even think about the fact that Notre Dame's in the ACC. Yeah, you're right.
I saw somebody asked Dan Walken about it. It's for their network content. They've got
right.
some content
early on. They just launched the ACC
network. And they agreed
to
do it. Right. I don't know if I'd be down with it, but obviously.
Right, you don't want to get into your conference until the
you're playing important games,
year.
Your
yeah.
first game of the season.
Absolutely. Well, you got to say, Cole Anthony
looked
awesome last night. 34 points.
Son of Greg.
In a win, yeah. So we will talk to Myer Metcalf about that. We'll talk to him about James Wiseman. We will talk to him about the Grizzlies. We will talk to him about Michigan State going down to Kentucky. Nothing wrong with losing to the number two team of the country, but I do think when, I think Michigan State was the odds-on favorite to win the national championship. Not that they can't win the national championship still, but I think that Langford injury probably looming a little bit larger than people anticipated coming into the year. So we'll talk to Myer Metcalf about all of that at 11:25.
They're still good.
12:25, we'll talk to Ryan Silverfield. We'll talk to Memphis deputy head coach Ryan Silverfield, who's on the road doing his thing, obviously, in recruiting.
So no week off for them, huh?
No week off for them. I mean, you don't want to have a week off. You want to capitalize on that, right?
No,
you want to beat the pavement.
No question.
But we will talk to him at 12:25 about, just winning that game and that weekend and everything that comes with it. We'll do that at 12:25. Then at 1:25, like always, Jeff Calkins is going to join us. About the Tigers, about the Grizzlies, about Ja, if he wants to draft James Wiseman. Lots to get to with Jeff Calkins. We'll do that at 1:25. But it's early, and I recognize that, Jason. I understand that we are, seven, eight games into the NBA season, and we are seven, eight games into Ja Morant's career. But I think that you can confidently say that Ja Morant is most likely the best player in the history of the NBA. I think that mm-hmm. is something that you are very fair.
Oh, no, I'm with you.
I think you are totally within reason to say that after what we've seen from him. I want to give you a few stats here, Jason.
Oh, boy. Drop them on me, John. Lay them on me.
Ja Morant finished with 26 points last night, which means that he has become the first Grizzlies rookie to score 20 or more in three straight games since O.J. Mayo, who is now at Area 51, for all we know.
May still own a house in Southwind?
Maybe. But we don't know. Who knows? Ja Morant saw this stat from ESPN. Ja Morant is the first player to average 20 points a game on 50% shooting with 5 assists per game through 7 career games. Yes.
O.J. Mayo was one thing. This name you about to say?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You hear that? You can even hear
Brad.
Brad the back door, cut to the rim, and a two-handed jam.
Brad wants me to say it. Brad, you want me to say it? You want me to say the name?
Say the GOAT's name.
You want me to say it? Well, this is not the GOAT, but
he is.
We don't need to get into that kind of
debate. Especially after China.
But
say the GOAT's name.
I will give you that. China has really let me down. But Ja Morant is the first player to average 20 points a game on 50% shooting with 5 assists per game through 7 games since Michael Jordan in 1984. Now, that's a very specific stat. Very specific. 20 points, 50% shooting, 5 assists through 7.
It is.
Very specific.
What's the craziest number out of there?
I would say
there's a right answer.
The 50% shooting.
What rookie guards are coming in doing this?
Absolutely.
Especially rookie point guards at his size, right? It's not like he's coming in, you know, some physical freak here. And look, some of that is he's clearly getting to the basket, right? That's where the majority of his looks are coming from. He's getting into your lane. He's changing speeds on you, getting past anybody who's trying to stay in front of him. We've seen it. So he's not selling for jumpers. And that said, the ones he does shoot, he's shooting them confidently. They're going in. I don't expect that clip, John, to stay there because, again, you rookie guard, hell, 45% is great. That's going to come down, but it's been phenomenal. Just his shot selection, the fact that he never seems to push too hard, or we were worried in the preseason, hey, are you being aggressive enough offensively? Well, he has been in the regular season. He's answered all those questions, and so, no, there's no question about it. You know, it feels like cause to pause anytime you want to put him in the same category or any kind of sentence with any kind of stats with the GOAT Michael Jordan. But
that's right.
It just goes to show you the kids had a phenomenal start to what so far has been a favorite for Rookie of the Year in terms of this campaign. Early on, you're getting – we said you've got a chance to get off to a hot start here, a good start, a strong start with Zion Williamson sidelined. He's done nothing but go out and seize that.
No, there's no question about it. So Ja Morant last night finished with 26.
14 in the fourth.
I mean, and that's another thing is like he's playing big in the fourth quarter.
Yes.
You know, you think about that Brooklyn game, right? Think about the performance he had against Kyrie Irving. You know, he had that scoop layup late in the game. Then he had the block to send the game into overtime. Ja Morant is not padding his stats in like the second and third quarter. He is doing these in big moments.
Nor is he doing it. I just want this moment because it's fresh on my mind. Nor is he doing it right with the ball in his hands at all times. You saw in a crucial moment in that fourth quarter where Solomon Hill finds him. Ja cutting, loses his man on the baseline, makes a nice cut, gets an easy dunk. And that's the thing. He's doing it in a number of different ways. You've seen him on the putback dunks. Like, he's not just getting it in terms of an isolation, a one-on-one breakdown. He's doing a little bit of everything. And that's the thing with him. And especially when you notice in that game that Jaren's not in there, you can't take your eyes off of him. And so the thing you see is he can affect the game and affect winning in so many different ways. It's you know, for 7 games in to a rookie career, right, and you're coming out of Murray State, which, let's face it, there were still questions about that, right? Is he going to live up to it? Is it going to translate at this level from where he's been at the college level? It's absolutely translated. I don't suspect that shooting percentage will stay that high. But man, does he look good so far?
Yeah. So, you got to be impressed with him last night.
Brooks too.
You know, yeah, for sure. But like as you know, I am not investing at all in any player on this roster named Ja or Jaren. You know, like they're going
to
be nice.
Well, you need to invest in Brandon Clark. You need to go ahead and
Brandon Clark.
I always brand that one into your mind because that kid has been fantastic.
Yes, Brandon Clark.
That's another big reason why you could win that game last night with Jaren watching because of Brandon Clark.
Brandon Clark has made the most of his opportunities and most of his minutes this season, which is more than you can say, unfortunately, for last year's first-round pick, Jaren Jackson Jr.
You're being hard on Jaren, but I think in this instance it's called for today.
Well, last night.
Been critical, I'll put it that way.
Last night was great timing for the conversation that we had on the show yesterday, which was,
the Wiseman conversation.
Do you just focus on Anthony Edwards because you need a wing? And there's no denying that. There is no denying that you need a wing. We know that.
I don't want to – just real quick, so people don't get this argument twisted or this view. That's if Anthony Edwards is the best. He's in contention to be the number – you don't just take – Right, I'm not. We're not saying. I'm not saying draft. The Grizzlies need a wing. Go take any wing. I'm saying
right.
get a wing if he's the best player in the draft and you got the number one pick. And Anthony Edwards has a chance to be that. With all due respect to James Wiseman, who looks great, and I still suspect will go number one, Anthony Edwards has a chance to be not just right, not just the need, but to be the best player that fits the need. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yes. So you're getting some chump that should be the 10th pick, and you're taking him at one because the Grizzlies need a wing or shooting guard. No.
You're an Anthony Edwards
guy. This kid has a chance to be the best player in the draft.
Well, you've said he reminds you of Donovan Mitchell. Others have said he's got some James Harden to his game. So it's not like this is Anthony Edwards is in the conversation for the number one pick for a reason.
But to go back to your point, to get this, bring it all back for Sucker. You watched Jaren last night. They win without Jaren.
Right.
These questions that you're talking about, maybe you're asking a little bit earlier.
Yes.
They become fair.
Well, because to me, it's like if you draft a quarterback, right, and Jaren and James don't necessarily play the same position, though I just kind of feel like they do too much of the same thing. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there is a way they can fit together. I'm sure a good coach
can
figure that out.
Well, after people watch Wiseman dominate South Carolina State, they want to keep him inside and let Jaren play high. But listen, Wiseman can bounce out high just like Jaren. Yeah,
exactly. So I do worry they'd be kind of clumsy. They'd be kind of stumbling all over each other on the floor.
But you'd figure it out.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you can't figure that out. But I watched last night, and when you draft if you draft the quarterback, for example, your Bears draft the quarterback, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, in Mitch Trubisky, okay? Mm-hmm. And it looks like for a minute.
3 years ago.
Yeah, 3 years ago. It looks like for a second last season that maybe he's the answer. Maybe he's going to be, the franchise quarterback going forward.
He's trash.
Then he takes a step back this year. Gets hurt when he's playing, not very good. That doesn't mean that you shouldn't draft a quarterback again. In fact, it probably means you should draft a quarterback again because it hasn't worked.
Well, it means we should trade for Cam.
Doesn't mean you stick with Mitch just because you drafted him. It means you should try to think about, okay, how do we improve this position? Now, again, I'm not ringing the alarm on Jaren necessarily. I'm just saying that you are foolish to not keep an open mind about James Wiseman just because of Jaren Jackson existing on the roster. That is my contention.
It's too early. These questions are great to bring up right now, and we're absolutely right, I think, to be on them right now. But here's the thing going along with that. Okay, James is the best thing going. You got the pick. You got the ability. You got him. You're going to take him with Jaren Jackson.
Yes.
What happens to Brandon Clarke?
I mean, that's honestly like it.
Who has looked like he's on his way to being a starting four. You understand what I'm saying?
Well,
we can talk about, can you slide him down to the three?
Right.
Do you see any part? And I know part
of
that.
But you can also trade. You can always make deals.
Oh, I'm not saying you can't make a deal. And you absolutely can. Maybe it's Jaren that you.
I mean, like Oklahoma City had to make a choice, right, back in the day when they had James Harden, Russell Westbrook, and Kevin Durant.
I guess my point would be, again, this is saying Anthony Edwards is quality, to be,
right in the conversation,
caliber of being number one. You have an opportunity in a guards league, clearly, right, to possibly be elite on the perimeter.
Yep.
Right. Yes, I'm concerned about Jaren and sort of what I saw last night. I give Taylor Jenkins a little props for benching him, because that's frankly what it was. There was some pouting going on. And when I watch a 23-year-old Brandon Clarke, right, come in and take advantage of every opportunity he's got, really, I'm looking at Jaren, who, yes, he's what, 19, 20 years old. He's 20, just turned 20. He's got some maturing to do. But I look at Jaren and I say, take a page out of this kid's book. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can't sit there and pout. My point, though, all of that to say, it's still too early. These questions are fair now, John. It's fair to start asking them. I think Jaren will break out of it. But, John, if I'm Jaren Jackson, this next game, I mean, before they've got Dallas, they're on the road against Orlando on Friday.
Yep.
This next game they've got, man, you better Mike from Memphis said this on Twitter. I'm 100% with him. You better come with it, because last night they didn't need you. And if you're going to sit there and pout, right, this is about you. Or, man, the league's got it in for you. Ref's going to call fouls. I mean, you saw part of him picking up that second was part of that.
Yep.
If that's going to continue, brother, that's a concern for me. And then, John, if that's behavior that continues, then I'm all about considering James at the one. Jaren's got some clearly some growing up to do. That's not a news flash. But what you're not seeing enough of it is game to game it happening. Right, you're seeing a little bit too much of staying in that same space. So, I'm concerned, but I'm not going to write him off yet.
So
that's where I'm at.
I will be honest.
I still like my
you,
Anthony Edwards pick if he's good enough.
The idea that we are seven games into the season, and like we have like no moments from Ja and Jaren. You know, this was kind of sold to Grizzlies fans as like, look at this 1-2. You know, we had Mike.
Some of it injury.
We had, for
some
sure. I mean,
some
there,
of
there
it,
are outside
he can't
factors.
Stay on the floor through
there
foul.
Are outside factors.
Yes.
But like we had Mike Schmitz on the show, right, this summer after the Grizzlies or right before the Grizzlies drafted Ja Morant. And Mike Schmitz, who I trust and who like I respect his opinion, said that Ja and Jaren can be the best big man point guard combo in the NBA. And I just don't see that. Like, I have not seen that. Now, again, we are 7 games through the year, and Jaren has not been on the floor, to your point, for one reason or another. But, like, have you seen anything between those? Like, we thought the chemistry was amazing, that the chemistry would be incredible because of how they were with each other in summer league, and they were tweeting each other. Like,
I still think it can happen. It's early.
Right.
It's 7 games in. I mean, that you can't state that enough. I still think it can happen, John. My whole thing is the dynamics changed for Jaren. Like, we were crowning him in that first year,
yep,
saying this is a guy that's going to be the face of this thing going forward, and you build around him. John, he hasn't shown since then, right, or starting this year, yes, early, that he's worthy of that. And the thing that hurts him the most is that you drafted a guy named Ja Morant who, John, he led the team, raised the level of everybody last night without Jaren on the floor, right? And so now all of a sudden – You could think about a future of moving on without Jaren if you needed to. Again, I'm not moving on. I'm not right. I think this kid's special, especially defensively, right? Got some things to figure out offensively. But it's a different dynamic now. And I think, John, for those of us that did last year crown this guy and say he's a centerpiece, it was too early.
Yep.
It was absolutely too early. And so now at least what you know is with Ja there, who again – the usage rate is so high, the ball's in his hands, he's making decisions, he's becoming the face of the franchise before our eyes.
Right.
There's no question about it. Now you can see possibly even a different path. Because, too, of how well Brandon Clark's playing, you're giving yourself some options now where, John, where I would, you know, a week ago I'd have said, well, no, James Wiseman, you've already got a player. Now I can start to consider those things.
I think that's your mind.
The mind is opening, and it's doing so because of Ja Morant, how good he is. And frankly, Brandon Clark too.
Well, it's a lot
Jaren's
of things.
Jaren's not giving you enough reasons.
It's all those things. It's James having one of the most dominant debuts for a freshman.
South Carolina
USC.
State.
I'm just putting
in all the make sure we're considering all factors.
Well, when he has the similar numbers against
he was
Oregon,
dominant.
Let's just keep that same energy.
I'm with you. I hear you
because I don't think there's anybody at Oregon that can really stop him. They'll be better prepared.
Well, I don't think you thought he's going to average 28-11 for the season.
Oh no,
I don't.
Right
then.
I don't.
All right.
He's going to average 28-11, but obviously I think we've seen his toolbox. You know already.
Sure.
But it's that. It's the fact that Ja looks awesome. It's the fact that Jaren, you know, has not been very good and can't be on the floor. And, of course, the fact that Brandon Clark has made the most of his opportunities.
The onus is on Jaren.
It is.
It's on him. It's not on us to decide this now. I mean, the draft, gosh, we're so far ahead of it. You're talking about June of next year. But Jaren's got to do it. And if it doesn't happen soon, right, just as you start to move on, little CJ becomes a fan of Ja, and this thing's gone. It's done. You are a piece and no longer a centerpiece. And, again, even if it's not going to work out that way, maybe it's not a two-man centerpiece, Jaren, it feels like still is going to be a big part of this, but you want to start seeing it.
I agree.
How long are we going to use the youth excuse?
Right.
You know, just turned 20. He's had the year in the league already.
We don't have to use it with Ja. Like, Ja's having one of the best starts to a career that you can have. I mean, he's having a start in his career that's comparable to Michael Jordan. You know, I think Jaren is going to be better. Like, he has to be, right? Like, he cannot possibly play this poorly for an 82-game season. I think he's too good of a player to do that. But watch sort of how his trajectory looks, and let's pay attention to what James is doing. And there could be a decision.
In a league where you're scoring 130 points in your wins,
yeah,
right? You're one of the fastest-paced teams. You think you can see a future, right, running Jaren and James out there with Ja as the point in a guards league, and that's how it looks.
It could be like the Clippers. It could be like Blake Griffin, DeAndre Jordan, and Chris Paul back in the day. You know,
I mean, the closest thing I can come up with is when Davis wants to be at the four and you got JaVale McGee out there. Well, you tell me where else they're playing that at. It's a guards.
And
let me just throw the other look. And again, this is if Anthony Edwards is number one caliber, but that's an elite backcourt possibly of Ja and Anthony Edwards, right? With Jaren hopefully playing Jaren and Brandon Clark, hopefully solid, especially defensively for you on the. Doesn't that look more like the modern
it
NBA?
It does, but we also have to continue to see what Anthony Edwards does this year. You know, he's probably not going to average 24 points a game for the season, you know? So I still think we have a lot to.
Oh, he's a top five
monitor.
Pick. We know that.
But I mean, yeah, but James is
top three.
James is also a top five pick.
Sure.
You know. So yeah. I mean, I think we're, you know, we still have to monitor sort of their progression over the course of the season, as well as Jaren. And it we may get to a point where it's just obvious. Jaren, by the end of the season, is averaging 18-8, and he's staying on the floor,
uh-huh.
and he looks better.
Sure.
And James kind of comes back to earth, and Anthony Edwards, you know. But I could also see it going the other way, where Jaren never figures it out. Anthony Edwards kind of, you know, he has good nights, he has bad nights. James averages, you know, 16-10 and looks awesome. You know, I mean, I think it is going to be fat. I just think we have to keep an open mind. That's my whole contention.
I'm there. I'm with you on that.
You know,
now I was not there 2 weeks ago.
Right.
I'm certainly with you there now.
Right. And I think it adds like a lot of intrigue to all of this in Memphis.
Well, and let's face it. I mean, it's a season where you're going to have a lot of L's with the Grizzlies, so you need as much intrigue as possible.
Right.
You know? And the fact that you have an opportunity to draft a kid that's from Memphis, that's the number one player projected right now.
Yes.
Kind of a whole nother layer of interest.
By the way, the fact that
these are great questions to be asked.
The fact that he plays in Memphis has nothing to do with it, by the way. Like, I don't care at all as it relates to the Grizzlies that James plays with the Tigers. Like, if he played for Oregon, if he played
It adds another layer to it.
It does.
Would that be the first time ever?
It'd be amazing. I'm just saying, like, you know, people will probably accuse us of just saying, he just plays for the Tigers, so you think the Grizzlies should draft him. That's not at all the case here.
No. This dude's 7-1. He's mocked to go number one.
I mean,
it's not because he's a.
Can you like just think? Just close your eyes and imagine a pick and roll with Ja and James.
Dude,
Wiseman.
I get that.
I mean, that is absurd.
You took Jaren Jackson fourth.
Yes.
And is he picking and rolling too after the James one, on the same floor in the same starting lineup?
I mean, it's got to be figured out
in this league.
Something has to be figured out.
That just looks weird to me. But I'm not. I'm sure you can work it out.
The Kings drafted five centers in a row.
Can we be a lead in the backcourt for a change?
I know you want that.
If he's the chosen one?
I mean,
if he's Donovan Mitchell?
But what if James is David Robinson? What if James is a 12-time
Y'all are making
All-Star.
Him a Hall of Famer. Donovan Mitchell not a Hall of Famer yet. Y'all want to make him a Hall of Famer. That's a different conversation. If he's David Robinson, yes, it changes.
That's fair.
I didn't say he's Michael Jordan
that's
or James
fair.
Harden.
That's fair. That is a fair point you make. You know, because like you know, obviously the center position is not as valuable as the scoring wing position. Like I 100% agree with you there.
Yeah, I don't want you to think that I'm not all for drafting James Wiseman if he's the right one to take, if that's the pick.
Yeah.
No. I just like Anthony Edwards a lot. I like potentially if he's, you know, I like having finally that position for the Grizzlies settled. If he's the right pick and then doing it next to John, my gosh, you'd be the lead in the backcourt in a league that. Where the guards run it. Let's face it.
Obviously, we're on different sides of the fence here. I'm on the draft James Wiseman side of the fence.
Unfortunately, my plan requires Jaren to be good.
Right.
And that's not going so well right now for me.
I could move on your side of the street later in the year, but as of right now, I'm on the James Wiseman
side. You always end up on this side.
I'm on the ticket side. I'm on the big ticket side, and that's the case right now.
Is the question? Would you rather gamble right now? In present day, on Jaren or on Wiseman, I would bet on Wiseman, and I'll be straight with you.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're coming. Come on. I mean, we're
there's
all
a lot
kind of prisoners of the moment.
There's a lot of that.
And it was
I agree.
South Carolina State.
Right.
I mean,
right.
You know, Jaren had big moments last year
he
to
did.
The point that, you know, people were crowning him, and we weren't saying they
he
were
did.
Wrong to do so yet.
Yeah, he did.
You know, we didn't fight them when they did. He was that good last year.
Yeah, you're right.
But I just
don't want to be prisoner of the moment here.
For
where
sure.
I mean, it was South Carolina State. He was awesome.
Yes.
But and it's been, what, seven games in here for Jaren.
And we have nothing.
Oh, he needs.
I mean, that's the issue.
He needs to be better.
The bigger
the man
issue,
got benched last night.
Right.
That's how your number four pick got benched last night.
No doubt. The bigger
that's
issue.
Not good. That's not a good sign.
It's not. I think we're not having this conversation because of what James did. We're having this conversation because of what
Jaren has not done.
That's
You're
true.
Absolutely right.
You know, that's why this conversation is being had right now.
It's going to come. He's going
to
be fine.
I'm
still on that side of the
that.
Street.
I tend to believe that. And if it does, then I will, you know, and Anthony Edwards continues to do what he's doing and what he's done so far.
But I've always said peace, not centerpiece.
Right.
Well, and that may be, but pieces have value. You know what I mean?
Oh, you got to have some pieces around the centerpiece.
Right.
You don't do anything.
But listen, it's going to be a fascinating, run to the NBA draft. There's no, I mean, this college basketball season, it's been quite some time since we had a reason to watch Memphis and the rest of the country in college basketball. And now we have, you know, you watch Memphis and the rest of the country because obviously Memphis is good, but also because, like, you're tracking, you know, you're also tracking performances of top five picks.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun.
And like, you feel like you'll be in the mix to get one of them.
Exactly. Yeah. So, anyway, it should be a fascinating college basketball season Grizzlies do win last night. John Morant doing things that only Michael Jordan has done before, Jason. That only Michael Jordan has done before.
Careful.
You got to love it. You got to love
it. That's great.
No, I think he's the best player in NBA history. I think he's shown that seven games through. We will come back. Myron Metcalf going to join us. We will talk to him about this situation and the Tigers. James Wiseman, Cole Anthony had a great night last night. Mm-hmm. Myron Metcalf going to join us on the other side. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Childhood Cancer Family Fund and Memphis area Papa John's restaurants will be hosting a month-long Christmas toy collection drive for the pediatric cancer patients living at St. Jude's Hospital's Target House long-term family facility. For the month of November, drop off any new Christmas gifts suitable for newborns to age 19 at any Papa John's location. The gifts will be a part of a free Christmas shop at St. Jude's Target House, where parents shop free for their children. Papa John's Toy Drive. Be a part of this holiday season.
Today, the demand for data analytics professionals is high. The computer and IT sector is projected to grow 12% through 2024. That's nearly 500,000 new jobs. If you are a degreed professional interested in advancing your career in technology, you should check out CBU's Data Analytics-focused Master of Science in Computer Information Systems or their Data Analytics Graduate Certificate. Learn more at the Graduate Info Session October 29th at Christian Brothers University in Midtown Memphis. Register at cbu.edu/graduate.
Welcome to More Than Enough Reason with Geico. You're eating spicy food and start to get that prickly feeling on your tongue.
Oh, this has a kick.
You have more than enough reason to pump the brakes, but no, nothing's gonna hold you back now.
This is good. A little hot, but good.
You've also got more than enough reason to switch to Geico, because with Geico, you've got the ability to reach an agent for help 24/7, unlike your ability to get more water at this restaurant.
Yeah. You can just leave the pitcher this time.
And even though you regret overlooking the four little peppers next to your dish on the menu, you'll never feel overlooked with Geico, because they're available 24/7. Maybe that's why they've got a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
Oh, wow.
So, while you're trying to look composed with a mouthful of ice cubes as you fan yourself with the drink menu, you can feel relieved knowing Geico helps with homeowners and renters insurance through the Geico Insurance Agency, too. At least, once you can feel your lips again.
Geico. More reasons than ever to switch today.
Fast, reliable internet. It's important to your business. At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, solutions like automatic 4G LTE backup for more complete reliability.
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected. And bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees. I'm not even done yet. Comcast Business has advanced voice solutions at affordable prices and cloud-based security for all your devices.
And that great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 12/22/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra, subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
Hey, I'm Archie, a service tech at Pep Boys. You know, with changing weather and shorter days, you really need reliable brakes. So stop in and have them checked by one of our pros. Your safety is important to us. That's why Pep Boys installs long-lasting Wagner brakes for your car, pickup, or SUV.
And right now at Pep Boys, save up to $60 on a Wagner premium brake service package. Plus, get a $50 Visa card by mail when you open a new Pep Boys credit card. Up to $60 per axle after mail-in rebate. Credit card subject to credit approval. Details and restrictions at PepBoys.com.
So visit your local Pep Boys service and tire center today.
Hey roofers, have a big job coming up? The Home Depot has all the quality GAF roofing shingles and accessories to help you get it done. And for a limited time, save 10% on GAF Royal Sovereign 3-tab shingles and take an extra 20% off when you buy in bulk. You have jobs to do. We'll help you complete them with GAF Royal Sovereign shingles for 10% off. All other in-stock shingles are also eligible for 20% off bulk pricing. Available at the Home Depot.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. Sure beats paying for an in-office doctor's appointment, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need to deal with awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims PIMS connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Social Security case, dial #529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
This week, the Jason and John Show is sponsored by First Horizon Bank, formerly First Tennessee Bank. First Horizon Bank on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN.
College basketball is underway. What a start. What a start to college basketball, especially for the young kids. Myron Metcalf covers college, covers college basketball for ESPN, and he joins us now. Myron, what's the word?
You ready to go, man? Here we are. Another season, man. So let's see what happens.
You can see John's all choked up about it.
I mean, James Wiseman. Yeah, he makes me
getting excited.
Yeah, it's the James Wiseman.
We're ready to roll. Yeah. We actually feel like we got a nice deck. You know what I'm saying? This time around, we got a nice hand in that. Out of this deck with what Memphis has got. How about what you saw from James Wiseman early on?
You know, I just went back this morning and watched all of his possessions from the South Carolina State game, man. And my initial thought was like Greg Oden vibes a little bit in terms of just how he's going to make people think twice about coming to the rim defensively. Mm-hmm. South Carolina State, I think their average last year, about 31% of their shot attempts were threes. Against Memphis, it was 43%. So, you know, this is definitely just he's just a deterrent defensively. On offense, the way he moves, the way he runs, how big and strong he is. I mean, it's one thing to see a big guy. There are a lot of big kids. But when you see a kid who looks bigger than the big kids, he stands out. And just he's very fluid. And I think he's just going to be a force against everybody. And I think the easy thing about James Wiseman, if you go back and watch that game, is to say, it's South Carolina State, right?
Yep, right.
But I don't think anybody in college basketball is going to change him getting those shots. Like, he's going to get what he got against South Carolina State just because he's such a physical specimen. And I'm impressed. I don't know if Memphis can shoot yet, you know, but I think just athletically and talent-wise, they're going to overwhelm most of the teams they see.
Myra, I think you bring up a great point because, you know, here in Memphis – we certainly have been really excited on this show. I've heard other shows kind of say, well, yeah, you know, but let's wait until Oregon. And my thing with it is Oregon doesn't have anybody that can stop James Wiseman either. I mean, they're a better team, but they don't have anybody that can stop James Wiseman either. In fact, I don't know how many teams out there do have somebody that can match up with James Wiseman.
Yeah, I mean, DeAndre Ayton a couple years ago was just too much for college basketball. Anthony Davis. When he played, wasn't built like James, wasn't as strong, but was just overwhelming people. I think James is one of those dudes. Like, who's going to stop him from getting the shots he got against South Carolina State? Like, are you gonna double him?
Yep.
Okay, you're gonna follow him. He's gonna get to the line.
Yep.
You're gonna have to stay in front of him as he runs the floor because in transition he's dangerous as well. And if that ball goes up in the air and he catches a lob, who's stopping that? Mm-hmm. You know. So I just think he is number one for a reason. On all the smart mock draft boards. And I think he is just, when you see him, you see more than just the, sometimes you see the numbers, the height and the weight, but when you see him out there, it's clear that like he is physically different from everybody else on the floor. Even the guys on his own roster who are also five-star kids. And I just think we'll see a lot of what we saw against South Carolina State with him.
To the extent that there are people who doubt Memphis or have questions about Memphis, you know, obviously I think, you know, one of the talking points and one of the things that people always lean on is, well, they're so young. They're a bunch of freshmen. But one of those freshmen, happens to be awesome and potentially one of the best players in the country. So do you think people will now – do you think we'll see sort of a course correction in terms of the way that people perceive Memphis because of how awesome James Wiseman is?
Yeah, eventually. But the haters going to hate. I mean, like, it's not just James. It's Penny, too. It's the people still saying, well, can Penny really coach at this level?
Big part of it.
It's like, there are a lot of people who don't want a young team to win, right? Mm-hmm. So there's a resentment there. Like, there's a whole good old boys club in college basketball that doesn't want to see a team like Memphis win. because they think it goes against the game or whatever nonsense they believe in. So that's part of it as well. But, like, they scored 50 in the first half and 47 in the second. Like, let's say you reduce that by 10 points a half, right, if they play a better team.
Sure.
They're still scoring, like, 80, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, so that's a lot for a team to come in, put up those numbers, and only make 30% of their three. So I think there's a lot of Cole Anthony hype right now. There's a lot of Duke Champions Classic hype. And the bottom line is, a lot of people aren't basketball nerds like we are. They didn't see Memphis play South Carolina State.
Right.
They saw the stat sheet and they go, oh, of course he put up 28-11 against South Carolina State. But if you watch the game, like I watched it, I watched every possession multiple times, like that dude is different. And I think when people finally see him on the big stage, they'll realize that Memphis is a true threat. If for no other reason you look at him and go, athletically 1-8 on that team, maybe even 1-9. Who matches that athletic?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's a team in America that does.
And the thing is, you try to double them or triple them, you know, they've got a guy in Precious Achiuwa is another five-star that can do a lot of similar things, you know, whether it's putbacks.
Who also looks like he lives in the weight room, right?
Grown
like
man.
Another dude who looks
mm-hmm.
like, you know, mm-hmm. like what are they eating in Memphis? You know what I mean? So, no, that is, they're going to be a handful for everybody there.
You've been working because you watched every possession of Cole Anthony against Notre Dame as well. If you're putting those two at it, if we said those two and which one would be your favorite for player of the year, having watched what you've watched, does Cole have the edge? Because he's, you know, maybe he's a better player. He got the blue blood edge. How would you handicap that?
I mean, the hype with Cole mm-hmm. is going to be there. Like, you can't trust guys like me in the media who get to decide, right? Because, you know, we become fans too often sometimes. And I think Cole clearly – if you heard like media guys talking, he definitely is an early.
He's got the ball in his hands.
Front runner, and he's good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's polished.
He's a stud.
He's a really special player.
Mm-hmm.
And he took 43% of North Carolina shots. Like, I don't think that'll continue. He has the green light, but that was beyond the green light. That was like NASCAR or whatever he was doing. I don't think that'll continue. But if you look up and James has like 24, 12, and three blocks a game, I don't know that. You can count anybody, suggest that anybody's definitely going to beat him in National Player of the Year. And I think that'll be the difference. I think people saw Cole Anthony against Notre Dame and they said, we're going to see that for the rest of the year. I think they looked at the box score with James Wiseman and said, wait until he plays a better team.
Yep.
But he's going to play better teams and we're going to see the same thing.
Agreed.
We are, of course, talking to Myron Metcalf, covers college basketball for ESPN. You know, you'll hear these narratives, right? I think, you know, here in Memphis, we had a lot of quote-unquote recruiting analysts on the show because they were obviously, you know, trying to get the number one class, and they ultimately did. But one of the sort of narratives that emerged when we were talking to these analysts was, yeah, you know, this isn't a great class. This isn't typically as strong a class as there have been in the past. But I look up, and Tyrese Maxey is going off in Madison Square. James Wiseman's going off for 28-11 in 22 minutes. Cole Anthony does that last night. I mean, even
Anthony Edwards
had 24-9.
Yeah.
Jeremiah Robinson Earl had 24-13. So shouldn't we get away from a sweeping generalization about a class? Because I mean, I honestly, how can you even know?
Yeah, you don't know, and I think. You know, anytime you go from a class where, like, at this time last year, we had Zion and R.J. Barrett and Cam Reddish on the same roster. That made it a lot easier. But now you've got, you know, all these guys are in different places. I mean, that's part of it. You know, James is and Anthony Edwards and Cole. You got a couple guys overseas right now, LaMelo Ball and R.J. Hampton, who people aren't even going to see until they end up on an NBA team. So there's a lot of talent spread throughout. I don't think anybody can say this isn't a good class. It just doesn't maybe have some of the obvious talent at the top you had last year, but there's some depth in this class. I think that's one of the things we'll see maybe more than even last year is like a guy like a Scotty Lewis at Florida can end up being a, you know, mid-late first-round pick, a Jaden McDaniels. Like, guys like that are good players. A Khalil Whitney at Kentucky. Like, these guys are pretty good players who may end up late in the first round, and that may have, you know, there may be more depth, but – you're not going to compete with Zion and R.J. Barrett.
Right.
But I don't even think we should be looking for that. Like, that's a rare thing to see. But this class, so far, these freshmen can ball, man.
Oh, to me, it looks like the year of the freshmen. Like, we'll see. It's one game through. But
know Precious is going to have some monster
no question
like
about
this,
it.
Yes.
There's no shame, Myron, in losing to the number two team in the country. But with just sort of how much hype Michigan State was getting, Cassius Winston and everybody, and I know they have the Langford injury, but it felt like everybody kind of just penciled Michigan State into the national championship game, and they obviously go down in their first game. How sobering was that loss for them?
It was sobering. I mean, I erase everything I see in the Champions Classic within a week. Like, I just don't.
It's too early.
You know, I was there last year when Duke destroyed Kentucky, and everyone said Kentucky was done.
Mm-hmm.
We just have such a long season, man. Like, you think about it, from now until early March, we are talking 5 months, right? December, January, February, 4 months, I'm sorry, right? Between now and the national title game, 5 months. That's a long time, especially for a lot of young players.
Yeah.
But I will say this, if it did anything, it made me go, how is this going to be any different when they get to the tournament and play a bunch of big athletic teams? Like, that to me will still be the thing that Michigan State might struggle to solve. You face a Kentucky, you face a Memphis, you face a Kansas. When you go up against teams like that, how are you going to match up against them in March? Joshua Langford is a big loss. Now, they didn't have him for a chunk of last season, and they still went like 21-5, but I thought like part of their number one ranking was based off him coming back. Now he may not come back at all, and I think that's a huge loss for that team. I think Michigan State will run into – like, there's a reason the Big Ten hasn't won a national championship in 20 years, is that this is kind of what happens. You have a pretty good team or maybe a couple really good teams, win non-conference games, win in the conference season, and then they get to March and they can't compete with the athletic talent that they're going to face. And I think Michigan State could run into the same problem.
Yeah, I'm right with you on not putting too much stock in those games. But the one that 28 turnovers from Kansas did make me, you know, sort of sit up. And, are their guards good enough for them to be elite? Is that one you chalk up, or are you a little bit worried? We know they're going to be good in the paint. There's no question about it. But what about their guards? Are they good enough?
You know what's weird with that game? When I thought about it after like going back and watching the game again,
only
like,
lost by two. Yeah.
Yeah, how many times have you seen a team commit 27 turnovers and still have a chance?
It's true.
You
know? It's
like,
true.
Kansas could have won that game.
Mm-hmm.
And if Kansas wins that game after committing 27 turnovers, all of us go, what's wrong with Duke?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I have as many questions about Duke and their ability to score as I do about Kansas and the ball handling. It's a big difference when you're Devin Dotson and you weren't that guy. You know, you were playing with Dedrick Lawson, and you had some veterans around you, and now you're sort of the catalyst of that team, and you're facing a pressure that you didn't see a year ago. It's a different situation. It's concerning anytime a team commits that many turnovers, but I also feel like with a too big lineup that Bill Self was going to play, you're going to have more of those turnovers. You don't have as many ball handlers on the floor. A Dedrick Lawson could handle the ball. He could pass. These are just more traditional bigs, but I think Kansas, long-term, they're going to look back and go, we committed 27 turnovers and still had a chance to win.
That might be
the biggest storyline, you know?
Wouldn't Quentin Grimes have helped? I mean, we figure he's going to make Houston good. And with that one, right, with the to get that waiver, you know, Kansas has to say, no scholarship. But wouldn't that – how good does he make Houston? I'll ask it that way. Forget what he would have been at Kansas. How good does he make that Houston team? How much better?
I think they're maybe number two in the American with him. I think they're a team that can get back to the tournament. They lost a lot from a year ago. And I always felt like Quentin Grimes, it's all like he's not the first guy who's come to Kansas with a lot of hype and then things just didn't work out, you know, in terms of the role they expect to play.
Mm-hmm.
Like Bill has never been great with one and done candidates. Like he's never been like a dude who's like, it's your show, you know? And I think that's hard for the Quentin Grimes of the world. But I think now he's in a place with Kelvin Sampson who, make no mistake, like, Kelvin Sampson is tough. So he's going to be on Quentin. But I think Quentin has a fresh start, and he can really help Houston. And that was one of the things you thought about in the Champions Classic. Like, if there wasn't so much pressure on Dotson, if you have a guy like Grimes,
right. How
does that change the game? But he ain't coming back. I mean, that Kansas team is what it is. They're going to try to play through their bigs because of the way the roster's set up. But I think Quentin and the American, the Houston, man, they're going to be a good team, and they'll challenge for the title.
We are, of course, talking to the great Myron Metcalf. Covers college basketball for ESPN. You can also hear him on ESPN Radio. Ja Morant, it's kind of a golden era in Memphis sports, Myron. Ja Morant.
Y'all spoiled, man.
We are. I mean,
We've
gone through a lot to get here. All right?
We've
been through quite a bit. Over-under for Ja Morant, 5.5 All-Star games.
Hmm.
5 All-Star games in his career?
5.5. That's the over-under. I'm giving you the over-under of 5.5. You've taken the over or the under?
Oh, man. I'll take the over just because, you know, I watched the whole Timberwolves game last night against Memphis. Tyus Jones coming back, playing his old team. A lot of storylines there. And just the way he closed the game, like he was the difference. It was Karl Towns trying to close the show for Minnesota, trying to get them a win on the road, and John was just too much, you know. And the way he just finds space and then how quickly he can explode, like he had a dunk off the baseline, I want to say in the last like 4 minutes of the game where the T-Wolves just lost him.
Moved without
you
the
know?
Ball.
And he,
yep.
he,
that pass
yeah,
from
he was
Hill.
Just that quick.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. He was that quick, and I think that to me is what makes him a guy that we're going to see kind of like a Westbrook, I think, where you're like, yeah, this dude is going to be too fast and explosive, especially early in his career. Now, later, who knows? He may lose a step, but like for the next like decade, who stays in front of him?
Yeah.
You know, and he's going to get stronger. So I'll take the over there. I think Jai is a legit star who is just going to get his. No matter who, where he's at, no matter who he's facing.
How great would a 1-2 of Ja and James Wiseman look? I mean, the Grizzlies have – I mean, I know they have Jaren, and everybody seems to be tied
Man.
To Jaren. But, I mean, James is going to be there. If you know, if, at this pace, the Grizzlies will have a chance to draft him. That pair is kind of hard not to think about.
Yeah, with Penny, James, and Ja, like, ESPN might put a new studio in Memphis, man. We might be broadcasting once a week. From Memphis, if that's the case, that's the dream, right?
Yes.
That's the dream. But, like, here's the problem with that is you don't want to get your hopes up too much for that kind of scenario to unfold. But that'd be amazing, man, to have James and Ja playing next to each other in that city. Man, that'd be amazing.
Myron, you're all
that'd
knowing.
Be crazy.
You're all knowing and all seeing. You watch every highlight of everything, even Memphis Grizzlies last night. I'll switch you over to college. LSU, Alabama, who's winning? Give me that one.
I think Burrow's just too much. I think he's going to show everybody he's the Heisman Trophy winner.
Yeah.
And Tua's—is he healthy? I know he's playing. How healthy is
we
he?
We don't know. You're right.
But I think Burrow's going to be like, I know you guys think maybe this was a fluke what I've done since last year, but. I'm the best player in college football. LSU wins.
Man, I'm with you.
And Alabama doesn't get into the playoff because of it. That's my other prediction.
Oh, wow. There you go.
This is a must-win for Alabama. I'm
yeah,
with him.
Probably true.
Must-win.
And then, Myron, the last pillar of the golden era in Memphis sports is Memphis football. A lot of that is due to Mike Norvell. Should Florida State hire him?
Yes. Simple answer, yeah.
Will they?
I don't think they will. I think – the problem with Florida State is I think if it were a smaller pool of people
yep.
who were just trying to do the smart thing, I think you do get
then
Mike.
You do it. Mm-hmm.
But when you got boosters in the back room who are saying, get this guy and that guy, and
Rabbit.
In 1993, this guy was my friend, you just mess up the search. But you give Mike that team, that brand, those resources,
yeah.
Mike's going to win there. But I don't know that Florida State is that smart. How about that?
Yep.
Well put.
And that's good news for Memphis. Hey, Myron, we yep. always appreciate the time,
great
man.
Stuff,
thank
brother.
You.
Thank you, man.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Yep. He is Myron Metcalf, covers college basketball, does it all for ESPN. Really, really loved everything he had to say today. I just found myself just vibing with it, man. I mean, I don't know how to explain it. I just love what he said today. So, anyway, we will come back. Jason and John, 93.9 FM, ESPN.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials, what, for a decade? I was like, oh, I'm just going to try it. My pants are, like, falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888 888- 800-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Computer systems in cars are the new normal, from electronically controlled transmissions to touchscreen displays to dozens of sensors. But all this advanced tech is expensive to fix if and when it breaks. And I had that problem a few months ago. My car went dead. It turns out just needed a simple reset of the computer chip, but the process took forever. And that's why I have CarShield, because CarShield makes auto protection super easy. They have affordable protection plans that can save you thousands for a covered repair, including computers, GPS, electronics, and more. You get to choose your plan and your favorite mechanic or dealership to do the work, and CarShield takes care of the rest. They also offer 24/7 roadside assistance and a rental car while yours is being fixed for free. CarShield has helped over 1 million customers, so drive with confidence knowing you've got coverage from America's number one auto protection provider. Whether you have 5,000 miles or 150,000 miles on your vehicle, it's inevitable something will break. So get covered by CarShield today. Call 800-CAR-6000. Mention the code Doyle, that's D-O-Y-L-E, or visit CarShield.com and use code Doyle to save 10%. That's CarShield.com, code Doyle. A deductible may apply.
Hi, this is Troy Fiveash, owner of Fiveash Roofing. It is that time of year where the weather is unpredictable, and given the recent storms, it's a good time to discuss insurance claims. So here's a few things you should know. Always hire a local contractor, because if you have a problem with your roof down the road, you want to be able to find him. Never allow anyone to pressure you into signing a contingency contract. They're used as sales tools, making you feel committed, and the truth is, those contracts are not worth the paper they're written on. Be careful of door-knocking salesmen. Some are reputable, but many are not. They canvass the neighborhood and tell everyone to file a claim, working their percentages and not caring if you file a claim, even when they know the likelihood of it being approved is low. Some will even damage your roof, hoping to convince the adjuster it's storm damage. That's fraud, and contractors have gone to jail for that. So do your research and know who you're hiring. Fiveash Roofing, the official roof of the University of Memphis Athletic Department. Fair, honest, and ethical. 367-0050 or memphisroofer.com.
Fiveash Roofing is what we do.
Attention drivers, join McLean in Memphis for an upcoming hiring event. Come see us November 12th, 13th, and 14th from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. at 6415 Shelby View Drive in Memphis. McLean has immediate opportunities for CDLA drivers, driver trainees, and shuttle drivers. Start earning great pay and generous benefits. Learn more at drivefrommcleanmemphis.com. That's drivefrommcleanmemphis.com. McLean Company is an equal opportunity employer.
A heart in my Tasty Honey Nut Cheerios? Cereal, you trying to tell me you love me?
Actually, it's reminding you that it can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
Wait! Ah! They can help lower cholesterol? I've been so focused on the sweet, tasty taste that I completely forgot. Now I'm in love.
Learn more about making Honey Nut Cheerios part of your heart-healthy lifestyle by picking up a box at your local grocery store.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Watch me make them bow one by one by one, one by one by one.
Count my cards, watch them fall. Blood on a marble wall.
Antonio Brown tweeted today. Breaking news, powered by Radio.com Sports, brought to you by the midsize mattress from Mercedes-Benz. Tweeted the following. Imagine conforming to a system, giving it a 100%, and I'm reading exactly, to see them treat me like this is unfairly. Making money off my sweat and blood, F the NFL. I'll never play in that ish, treat black people the worst, clear my name, and go F yourself. That was brought to you by Radio.com Sports and the midsize mattress for Mercedes-Benz.
Really, man?
I hope that's directed to Antonio, not me. I'm delivering the news.
You felt like that was news.
Oh, it was news. I mean, this dude basically just said he's never playing in the NFL again. I mean, he I'm pretty sure last year, I mean, take this year out, but last year he had, like, what, 14 touchdowns? I mean, something like that. I mean, this guy's still got plenty left, and he is basically saying that he's not playing in the NFL anymore. Now, part of that right now is out of his control. Clearly, like, the NFL teams are not clamoring for his services, given the cloud that's hanging over him with the accuser. He's supposed to meet next week with the NFL, it sounds like. But still, like, when
I mean, he's still in his prime now, the back end of his prime, but he is still in his prime, and he is telling you that he's not playing in the NFL again. I mean, that's news. Yes, it is. He had 15 touchdowns last year to Antonio Brown, 1,300 yards and 15 touchdowns, career high in touchdowns. So, I mean, for him to say voluntarily, I'm not playing in the NFL again, yeah, I mean, I think that's, you know, I think that's kind of news.
Oh, it can be news. The question is, do you even believe him? You know he wants to play in the NFL again. Johnny's trying to make himself a victim here. It's ridiculous. You know, I've been done wrong. Antonio Brown has brought this on himself. You know, so there's no question. This is the dude who came to training camp in a hot air balloon this year. I mean, that's mm-hmm. how this all started, right? And then eventually you see that there's, you know, and we can go back and forth on the accusations made by the women. That's what he's got to clear up right now with the NFL just to get his chance to get a chance again. And you think he's not trying? Absolutely he is. He's trying to paint himself out as the victim here. It's ridiculous because you've brought this on yourself with your own silly and, in many cases, stupid actions. There's no question about it. So I don't feel sorry for Antonio Brown or put any stock when he comes out and says he's being done wrong by the NFL and I'm never going to play again. Like, dude, what these guys don't seem to realize is that it's a privilege
yeah.
to get these millions that y'all get, and you get them because of the fans that love and adore you.
Yeah.
I mean, who want to see football, see this violence on Sunday. Like I guess you get to a point where you make these millions year after year and you catch all those touchdowns, John, and you think you're the most important thing in the world. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
And you start to take for granted, right, what a privilege it is to be in the position you are. The only reason you're in that position, man, is because people love the sport. They adore you.
Yep.
Right? You take all that away, there's nothing. Right? There's a guy playing a football game and catching passes. Okay? That's all there is.
That's true.
Right? Not some moral, you know, some savior that we should all...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.